Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Amber Westall-Briggs with Amy Regional Library.
Hi, Amber. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you, Bruce.
So now there's some more exciting things going on at the library. So what are you going to tell me about today?
Well, I want to talk to you today about a series we do on our Facebook page.
Okay.
And a lot of folks may not know that Amy Regional Library has a page of its own. Our individual libraries each have pages, but then we have the Amy Regional Library page, and that's AMY, all in caps, mm-hmm. Regional Library System. And we have a series there where we post a story each week that our resident local historian does for us.
Okay.
And many of you probably know James C. Byrd, Mr. Byrd to many of us who had him as a teacher and then librarian at Mountain Heritage High School.
Oh,
so,
neat.
Yes.
So, well, I've never met him, so tell me about him.
Anyone who has met Mr. Byrd, you will not hear a negative thing about the man. He is a wonderful human being, always eager to learn, loves this place and our region, and loves talking to people, too. So whatever he hears, anything in a conversation that he has with anyone in the community, if they tell him a story, he has to research all of it. It's definitely the librarian instinct in him to figure out what that place was, how it came in existence, what it was used for. Was there a post office? Was there a store? He's really interested in areas of our counties and then researching each one. So it's real fun to hear him tell stories, but then to give information that I had no idea that happened here in Yancey County or in Mitchell County or in Avery. He researches every week. He comes in the regional office in the evenings and does his research then. And I try to leave him alone, but it's really hard because I like hearing stories.
Right. I can understand that. I would have the same problem. What's some examples, some of the things maybe he's talked
sure.
about? Can you tell me a couple?
Oh, yeah. The latest post this week was he did some research on, and he was lucky enough to be able to see it. We had a crop circle in Yancey County. Yeah, in 2005. It was actually the first crop circle reported in the United States in 2005.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and we have a photo online on our Facebook page, and Mr. Byrd was actually contacted, and when it happened, and the farmer and his wife, they had been planting tobacco that evening, and in the morning when they were doing decoration at the cemetery, folks saw this crop circle. And news spread immediately, and soon it was national news, but Mr. Byrd was lucky enough to see it. Now, in the photo that we have, he mowed the hay, so I would have loved to have seen it when the hay was still high around the crop circle, but mm-hmm. there was no entrance, so it was a lot of excitement over that. That's our latest post, but he's done research. One of my favorites was, I grew up watching the film The Yearling,
mm-hmm.
and maybe you did too.
Right.
I remember trying the book at a young age, but it was a bit thick. But the author, Marjorie Kennan Rawlings, she actually was in Avery County and doing her research there, and she became acquainted with a young boy there in Avery County at the grandfather home, and he would help her with tasks around the house, and he actually became one of the children who influenced her story.
Oh,
so
neat.
Yeah, that's a neat story. It is. It's a great story, and that was in Avery County. And another that's my favorite is actually in Cranberry, again in Avery County. And I had no idea in the 1700s, they actually found a lot of iron ore in Avery County and mined it. And the mine, they had thought Native Americans had been working the mine before men came in and took over the mine. And I guess it was about 60 men. They worked the mine ore and forged the iron there. And they have a dam as well. And those were the first underground tunnels in the 1800s, and they had a blast furnace, and they would smelt the ore. And the interesting thing of this is the ore went on to have an effect in the war. Just seeing Avery County on the map in that respect was exciting. That's another one, and one of my favorites is a place called Forbes. And Forbes is a small community beside the Tow River, and it's really close to Red Hill.
Mm-hmm.
So he writes about Forbes, and that one we posted, I think, back in November. He's posted stories on how the six schools on South Tow River we had. At one point, there were six schools, and I had no idea that there were six schools in South Tow, and I'm from South Tow. So, and he goes through the post offices and then talks about how the schools became one school. So we've looked at several photos, and I actually found some in my family, too, of kids in the photos who had graduated and from each of the schools. That's a story, and every day it's something new that I learn about and someone mm-hmm. else he's interviewed. So even though he puts these stories together, I would think that he would say that he credits so much of his knowledge to a lot of the folks he talks to and yeah. talks to currently now. What has came about through this, which is what I wanted to talk to you about, is at first, I myself am not on Facebook. And so when we created the page, we thought it would be a good way to connect people. And through Mr. Bird's stories, we've actually been connected to people who don't live here in our three-county area or in North Carolina. And so they have sent emails to me to pass along to Mr. Bird saying, well, I knew the man he did the story about, and he moved here. One was in Massachusetts, and he wanted to know more and if I could get the information to Mr. Bird. We've had families in our three counties who have connected with the stories and had family members who knew the people in his stories, and they've commented and talked about it and then reached out to Mr. Bird for more information. So that was unexpected. It's been really fun.
Well, it sounds like it. They're available online if you go to the Facebook page?
Yes. If you go to the Facebook page, you'll be able to see all of these stories. And we've been posting them for, I'd say, 6 to 8 months. So, yeah, I would encourage you to, if you're on Facebook, please look us up. Again, it's Amy Regional Library, and that's AMY in all caps.
Well, that's really neat.
Yeah, and follow along with Mr. Bird.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm going to go check him right now.
Please do. Yes, and many of you know him as James C. Bird, but I have to tell you, when he's been your teacher and your librarian and very much a mentor, he's always Mr. Bird to me.
I'm sure. No doubt about it. Well, Amber, thank you for coming and sharing that with us. And
sure.
It's always exciting things going on at the library. We look forward to see what you tell us about next time.
All right. I look forward to it too, Bruce. Thank you.
Our guest today, Amber Westall Briggs of the Amy Regional Library. Amber, thank you for stopping by. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.